And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Brent Lorenzo Favre. Now, you might have heard something in the news last week about my sister, Brandy Lorenzo Favre. What's
great,
that?
Great. Well, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. You might think it's unusual for me and my sister to have the same middle name, but we was named after our great, 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 great. How many greats was that?
More than you can count.
Our great, great, great grandpappy Lorenzo Lamas Favre. He was known for his long, long hair.
A real renegade, right?
I too got his Wrangler jeans for the long, long hair. My long hair is in a different spot. Anyway, I want everybody to know that despite her arrest and the newspaper reports, Brandy did not make, sell, or use meth. I know this to be true because I have always told her. Here's what I told her. I said, Brandy Lorenzo Favre, stick with the pain pills. You can get a prescription for them, which makes it okay to use them. Stay away from everything else or you'll get caught red-handed because you're Brett Lorenzo Favre's sister. Now, if they found meth on her, it must have been somebody else's. Probably belonged to Chili Brad Childress or Jen Sturger or maybe even that Mark Chimura. But not my sister. No way, Jose. Well, that's all from here. Time for me to get back to touch football in my backyard. Now, back to the Brad Westmar Show, already in progress.
And now for something completely different.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Are you ready to rock?
Here we go.
Go, go.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouthed, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goon push around, you know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're gonna go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. It's great to be here again. A very, 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 very special day in my life today. As this show airs, Jared Afkar, can you guess what's happening today?
I can, but I don't want to steal your thunder.
I am, count them, 2 years removed from the year Elvis died. If I can make it 2 more years, I can surpass the glutton of all.
That's an accomplishment.
It would be an accomplishment if I can. Yes, it's true. Today is my birthday, and there's no April Fool's about it. I was born on April Fool's Day. And we will talk to the woman responsible for that here in just a moment. Jared Afkar, my co-host, great to have you here as always, my friend.
Happy to be here, sir.
Looking dapper as always. And Batman, yes. Back in the Batcave. Yes, he's back there with the thumbs up, wearing the Michael Keaton version of the Batman mask, as always. That really freaks you out that he sits back there and does that, doesn't it?
I'm easily freaked out, though. Have we learned nothing else?
We've learned nothing else but the fact that you are easily freaked out.
Yes.
But that's why we have you here.
Fragile psyche.
Yes. We will talk more about Batman and to Batman here later on in the show. But first, we have a very, very special guest on the phone to speak to us here on the day of my 40th birthday. I'm so excited to have with us here tonight my mother, Diane. Mom, hello. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining me on my 40th birthday. Can you believe that your eldest son is 40 years old?
Nope, I cannot believe it.
It is completely amazing. And the great thing about Mom, despite the hearing aids, not even to the big 7-0. Not even that old yet. Mom, you're a young woman, and I'm glad
to
have you.
That's right. Only I know I was a lot younger when I had you, because I had your baby book out just a minute ago, and Ty looked at the picture of me in there, and he said, "Who is that?" And I said, "Well, it's me." And he said, "Oh, my gosh, you look young." I said, "Well, yeah, it was 40 years ago, kid."
That's true. That's my nephew, Ty. That's very true. Mom, you were younger then. But honestly, when you think about it, you were younger when you had me than I was when I had my first and only child. If you think about it.
That's true. I was, wasn't I?
You and Dad both. That's true. I thought about this question, and I want to ask kind of a warm-up question. You know, I'm going to ask you some questions here. By the way, say hello to Jared, by the way.
Hi, Jared.
Hello.
And also say hi to Batman.
Hi, Batman.
Ask Batman, how are things in the Batcave?
How are things in the Batcave?
Things are wonderful in the Batcave.
He says things are wonderful in the Batcave. I know you couldn't hear that.
Oh, that's a good thing. So, okay, good.
Well, I thought of a question, kind of a warm-up question, Mom. What are, if you had to pick two things right now in life as a retired lady, what are the two favorite things that you like to do in life? What are your two favorite things?
I like to travel, and that includes coming down to see my granddaughter.
I was going
to
say that was number one, yep.
And scrapbook.
Scrapbook. See, I knew it. I knew it. Mm-hmm. It's
and
funny.
Read.
And read. No, Mom, only two. Come on, teacher.
Okay. All right. I said the two.
Okay. Let's get right to the questions, Mom.
All right.
As people might know from the old show, I like to ask Mom questions about the past. Remember that, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
And I remember you vividly saying a ridiculous name when I asked my mother years ago on the old show what name I wanted to name my brother Brian. When I was 3 years old, you said maybe it was Optimus Prime. And at that time, I had no idea what you were talking about. But anyway, let's ask Mom some more questions. Now, Mom, the first question is one that we've actually discussed on the down low here off the show. Do you remember the time back when we lived in Spencer, Iowa, that my friend, her name was Patty, her parents were deaf,
yes,
a la Marley Matlin, yes, and her deaf mother, Patty's deaf mother, caught me. Patty's deaf mother caught me peeing in the bushes outside of our house. Do you remember that as a child?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, do you remember, because this is the way I remember it, and I want to make sure, because we've talked about this, but I don't recall what your answer was. Did she not come to our door and give you some kind of sign language about what she had seen me do? Is that true?
Yeah. First, she didn't knock on the door. She knocked on the window. You know, we had a big picture window on the front windows.
That's right. Which kind of freaked you out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Well, it did.
Yeah. So then
then I came to the door.
Do you remember what she did? Because this was probably 35 years ago, probably, or so.
Well, she, you know, just kept pointing to you and said, and then pointing down to your little wiener, or down to, you know, down to that part of the body.
Right. Mom?
And then point out to the bushes.
First of all, why did you have to use the term little when you said that, Mother?
Well, how old?
At that age, it was little for sure.
Am I turning red? Because I kind of feel like I might be.
We all get older.
Yeah, that's the kind of the way I remember, too. It was the... and she was pointing... Was she pointing to my crotch or her own crotch? Because I thought
Her own?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, she pointed to me, then pointed to her own crotch, and then pointed towards the direction of the bushes outside, Jared.
Yeah. That could mean a number of things when you think about it.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, exactly.
This is true. But my mom, being the teacher...
I'd never think my little boy would do something like that.
Well, Mom, I had to go. You know, I mean, I had to go. I was too lazy.
We do have a bathroom. We did have a bathroom.
Yeah, but it was upstairs, and it was too far away. That was the problem.
You were in a hurry.
I was in a hurry. Exactly. So, okay, Mom, you did well with question number one. That deserves a very special ding. Good job. Now, question number two. What food and drink in particular do you recall me wanting to eat and drink when I thought I was over the stomach flu? I was very adamant that I thought I was over it, and I really, really, really wanted something special to eat and drink that I was craving. And just to go a step further, you gave it to me, because being the smart mom that you are, you thought, I'll teach this kid a lesson. She gave it to me, and I promptly threw it back up. Mom, do you happen to recall what that was?
No. The only thing that comes to mind is pizza, but I don't think it was.
Well, that's a partially correct answer. I'm going to give you credit for that. It was definitely pizza rolls. Okay?
All right.
But what was the drink that I wanted?
Dr. Pepper.
You're very close, but I'm going to have to give you the buzzer on that one. Because the answer back then was actually Mr. Pibb.
Oh, okay.
So,
pretty close.
Yeah.
That's in the ballpark.
This is true, and she probably does deserve some partial credit for that. So, the thing, if you think about it...
No, we could just say cola.
That's true. I mean, back then, there was something called Tab back then. So, actually, there is now, too, but... still tastes like crap. But anyway, yeah, if you can imagine being a kid and having pizza rolls and Mr. Pibb as you're getting over... Do they even make Mr. Pibb? Does anybody drink Mr. Pibb anymore?
At certain restaurants, if they don't have Dr. Pepper available, that's always the substitute.
But they never have Pibb Zero at the restaurants anymore.
Not that
at all,
I'm aware of.
Or ever.
I don't drink soda,
yeah.
So...
No, that's true. You don't. So, but anyway, yes, Mom promptly said, I'm going to teach this kid. And gave me what I was craving and made me throw it back up again. So
some circus peanuts and a punch in the stomach, dude.
You know, you're the one with the problem with circus peanuts, not me.
I can't imagine be good for the stomach, though.
And that's probably true. Not much good for the stomach other than back then, and it still is. I mean, the good remedy is what? Toast?
Bananas.
Rice.
Crackers. Yeah, yeah. Rice.
Applesauce.
Sipping water. Applesauce. Light stuff. Exactly. So, Mom, question number three for you. I know you need to go here soon. Do you want to tell people why you have to leave here shortly?
I have to go to church.
You have to go. That's exactly. I'm going to give you a ding for that. Very good. When I told Jared that, he said to me, who the hell goes to church on Wednesdays? I said, my mom does.
I don't recall saying hell. But...
You may not have said hell, but she understands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work with the little girls at church.
I know.
Wednesday night.
You've got responsibilities.
See, I can't do that.
Yes, I do.
You can't do that? Why not, Jared?
If I worked with the little girls, people might talk.
This is true. It's okay for the retired teacher
yes.
to do that. Yes. Mom, we got to hurry up through here so I can get you out to church, of course, to see God. Number three, what was your favorite spanking tool? Was it...
How unfortunately phrased.
I know,
wooden spoon. Well, wait a minute. Let me give you your choices. Wow. Wow. You're killing me, Mom. I'm going to give you multiple choice here. I should have told you. Was it A wooden paddle, B, a wooden spoon, C, Dad's belt, D, my own belt, E, good old-fashioned bare hand, or F, alternate all five during the same beating? Which was your favorite, Mom? Which was your favorite?
Probably the hand.
I'm not really sure what the correct answer is. You think the hand? I'm going to give you a ding on that.
Yeah.
I think you liked them all, actually.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, I get made fun of for not having an ass. I blame it on all the spankings. I mean, you beat the crap out of me growing up.
No.
You did.
Oh. You probably needed it, given
I
your
did.
Bohemian urinating activities.
This is very true. I find it funny that she said wooden spoon right away, because that was one of the favorites. But the wooden paddle, remember what that wooden paddle was, Mom?
No.
Those things would have the rubber band and the ball that you hit the ball.
The ball.
It had broken, and you used that to paddle my ass.
My dad deployed that one.
See?
But my mom was a big wooden spoon fan.
See, and I'm pretty sure I've broken a few wooden spoons and wooden paddles in my life as well. So.
And now as mothers, we'd all be put in jail for that.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Mom, question number four. How many bones have I broken in my lifetime? And then it's a two-part question before you answer. How many bones have I broken? And then how many bones has
my brother
Brian broken in his lifetime? So what's a two-part question?
I don't remember.
So what'd you say for me?
He's broken. I know you've broken none. I think he's broken one, two, three.
You know,
elbow, nose, and collarbone.
Elbow, nose, collarbone. And has he only broken them one time apiece? Because I really don't remember.
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to give you credit for remembering that, because honestly, Mom, I couldn't remember myself. So.
Well, just this, you know, I've been scrapbooking you guys because I'm caught up on Presley and Ty's stuff, and I just ran across the pictures of him with that, with those bandages over his nose.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that very well.
Black eyes.
Yeah, because of the broken nose. And the funny thing is, he broke his nose by being run into by a guy on a bicycle. He was on his feet, if I recall correctly, and some guy came down the street on a bicycle and ran into him.
So was he playing speed bump or?
No, it was just some kid couldn't stop or something like that. It was kind of weird. So yeah, and broke his nose of all things. So I don't remember
Ouch.
For sure. So, Mom, final question before we let you go. Number five, the most important question really when you get right down to it. During my first marriage, because of course I did have a mistake, but you know, seriously, the mistakes make you who you are today, Jared. You know,
yes,
they do.
And we're happy with that.
Well, you know, to a point, you know. So, Mom, during my first marriage, how many times a day, and again, this goes back to you going to church tonight, okay? How many times a day during my first marriage did you pray to your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that I would not get her pregnant? How many times a day did you pray, please, Lord, don't let him get her pregnant? How many times a day, Mom?
Oh, probably at least once a day.
I think that's at least once a day, I would expect. Definitely. Definitely. Mom, we're going to let you get off the church.
All righty.
Cannot thank you enough for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you. If you think about it, during the recording, see, when this show actually airs, you'll be here in town. So I'm looking forward to seeing you later tonight. Future me is looking forward to seeing you later tonight when I get home, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Mom. Talk to you later. Love you.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. That's my mom.
Oh, good for her. Good
the up. Wooden spoon thing, man. I had an Italian mother, crazy Italian mother, and the wooden spoon was really not my friend.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can relate to that. I mean, seriously, I did deserve about every ass beating I got back then. The thing is, you just can't do it anymore, and it is what it is. I mean, it's made me who I am today, which is why I'm so crazy, violent, and angry. But that's a different story.
Right.
My mom, right. Real quick, before the break, God love her. She's really, really kept busy in the last 10 years. My father passed away 10 years ago this summer, of all things, of prostate cancer, which 10 years ago, you know, they said that prostate cancer was a cancer that you would die with, not so much die of, and he, of course, ended up being the beginning of people dying from it. You know, now it's much more serious now. And to go along with that, for myself, personally, now as 40 years old, God, it sucks to say that. Midlife crisis, man.
I'm
telling you.
I know. I'm just waiting for you to come rolling up to the studio in a convertible. Some arm candy.
It could happen. It could happen. So, you know, I told this story long, big, and bad on the air back in 2006, for whatever reason. I had my first physical in years at the age of 35, okay? And this doctor was about 67 years old, and he was examining every little piece and nook and cranny in my body, and he was concerned about the mole or the lesion that I have on my eyelid, if you've probably noticed over the years. Sure. And he wanted me to get that removed, but that wasn't enough at 35 years old, because I mentioned that my father had prostate cancer, and his father before him had it in his 80s.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to give me my first prostate exam at 35.
Wow.
It was a very, very unpleasant experience. Not only was it, not only was it unpleasant for the obvious reasons, but I really felt over the last 4 or 5 years that he really didn't do it right. He really was, I mean, frankly, Jared, he was digging around in there a little bit too much.
Well, I would have been concerned that he was so eager to do it.
Well,
you know, I take a sign of discomfort. Like if the physician says, well, yeah, I guess we have to do one of these, then I'd be a little more comforted. Someone is like, hey, I want to give you a hernia test.
Well, and it's funny. Yeah, exactly. And it's funny you say that, because quite frankly, I figured it out over the last 4 years. This guy wasn't very good at giving a prostate exam. And first of all, I didn't get drunk beforehand, which really stunk. And, you know, there was no flowers or anything like that. But also, I mean, just in all seriousness, he wasn't very good at it. So late last year, I had another physical, which, by the way, cost me an arm and a leg and that little wiener that my mom was talking about earlier.
Chunker wiener.
Yeah, yes. You know, it cost me all of that because of insurance being so screwed up. But I had a different doctor at the age of 39. He wasn't 39. I was 39. Giving me a prostate exam as well. And I must tell you, it was a lot less invasive. It was still invasive.
Well, you can't go in there and not be invaded.
No, believe me, absolutely. And I'm not near as scared of having one. That's the good news. I'm not near as scared or upset about having one as I was after the first one, which is good. But you're right. You can't not be invaded a little bit. Well, and then the other thing that happened was the first time I had it done, the first doctor told me to go ahead and pull up my drawers and that we'd go and do a chest exam or whatever, and he left the room. And I pulled up my drawers, and I was completely just, there was just lube all over me. Now, this doctor last year was kind enough to hand me tissues to wipe myself.
Well, that's very sporty.
I thought it was very nice.
But, you know, if you're all lubed up, it makes it harder for him to catch you for, you know, other examinations. You get to escape and kind of giggle on your way out.
It's very true.
You should just go running through the waiting room like that.
Don't get me. I thought about it, but I still had to have the cardio exam. So, no, bottom line, you really, 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 man, need to have yourself checked out when you get to be about my age, because this cancer sucks balls. I mean, it really, really, really sucks. I mean, I want to get a shirt that says F cancer. I really, and they're out there, and I really, really want to get it, because people, you can't complain about somebody wearing a shirt that says F cancer.
Right.
I mean, my father died. I watched him die of this. Screw you if you don't like me wearing a shirt that says F cancer.
There you go.
Screw it. I mean, it's different when I wear my shirt that says F-U-U-F-N-F. I mean, that's a different kind of shirt.
Well, if you're an F-N-F, then I can see why you take offense to that.
It's very true. But anyway, let's go ahead. I've got a lot to do here. Right after this, we will be right back.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
As the latex snaps, I close my eyes and relax my cheeks, bend over fast and grab the sheet, my poor butthole. I let out a cry, and the doc tells me to relax and breathe, but it gets kind of hard when he's three fingers deep in my butthole. When he was done, my ass was aching, but not as much as my pride. I found some porn, yanked my horn, bought a lap dance, I hope my ass ain't torn, and I tried to fart. But it sounded like a tire with a slow wear leak, cause there's lots more space between my two butt cheeks and my butthole. And the cycle turned. As long as there are men and inflamed prostates and latex gloves and colons to scrape in the butthole, as the latex snaps in the butthole.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Here we are, and I'm glad to be back. We discussed it during the break, and I think I'm going to go ahead and just try one. Why don't we do the whole show in German tonight?
How would you be about keeping up with that?
Not good. Not good at all. You've introduced me to Rammstein, and I have understood exactly zero lyrics.
You don't want to know what some of those are about.
I don't know. I think I might.
All right.
But that's what's so good. It's great workout music, though. It really is. And you told me that.
Yes.
And it really, really is. But you have no idea.
I will say his pronunciation and diction is spot on.
I would tend to agree based on the fact that he sounds like he... And you've seen him in concert before.
Yes. The one time. I don't think they've been back since.
No, but you have gotten me to solemnly swear that I will go with you if you ever come back.
You need to see it.
I would love to see Rammstein in concert. We are here. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Batman zonked out fighting crime all night last night, and he is trying to get a couple of Z's in during the show. We're going to keep him busy, though.
And
our good friend Jared is here as well. We've named him Afkar Anvil. We're not really sure what the hell his name is. We just call him Jared right now. And
that'll work. That'll do, pig.
I'm glad. And I am Brad. My name is Brad Westmar. Would you say Westmar? Westmar. Because W's are kind of V. Is that right?
Yeah. W's are V.
Westmar.
I don't know that you would do with that weird thing you have going on the end that sounds a little bit Chinese or Russian. Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going.
It's can you imagine? Nah, never mind. I want to get excited. I was going to go a little racial, and I probably shouldn't do that. So I'll tell you what. I got a couple of things. I promised to play these sounders, but we got the music going on. Now, Todd, is our music still on under us right now? It's perfect, because I wanted to play some... Did I call you by the wrong name?
You did.
God, jeez, man, oh, man.
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
Apparently not. So... Tonight, I've got this guy when I talk about Batman.
I love this job more than I love Taffy.
Because Batman loves his job. And then we've always got this from last week as well when we talk about Jared.
We're about to launch an anvil.
And we've also got this, Mr. Afkar, when we talk about you. If we'd like to go with this one, I think it might even be better.
Afkar, he's dynamic, young, he's opinionated, and he's very, very sensitive.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I don't know how dynamic. Oh. That just makes me think of clowns. It kind of creeps me out.
Okay, but what do you think about a Hindu clown?
Afkar. He's dynamic, young, he's opinionated, and he's very, very sensitive.
Wow, those are two very different images.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. But do you like that sounder?
Sure.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that one.
I don't think it's too long. It takes a little while to unfold.
I could probably shorten it up.
Afkar, he's dynamic, young, he's opinionated, and he's very, very sensitive.
I don't know,
though.
I could
just go with dynamic.
Yeah, but I was kind of thinking about going with the last part instead.
He's very sensitive. Am I?
No, not really.
I could be weepy if you want.
No, you're not sensitive. If you were sensitive, you probably wouldn't be a very good friend of mine, but
I love you.
You're a good cat. Hey, normally I don't promote things that we're going to do on the show, but I think I will. Tonight we're going to be testing out the phone for the very first time.
Excellent.
I mean, I know it works fine because Batman and Todd and all the other shows that are done here in the Jackalope Studios have no problems at all. Boy, see, calls are already coming in now.
That's right.
How about that?
Phone's off the hook. Operator standing by.
Probably complaints. And I haven't said anything bad yet either. So
give it time.
Wait a minute, Batman. Was that your phone? That was your phone.
Oh,
my. That is not good.
That's a padlock.
That is not good at all.
Rookie mistake.
Very, very bad. I will admit, though, he was out fighting crime last night. And I don't know. Name me a Batman villain.
Joker? Penguin?
What about one of the really bad ones that I didn't like at all from the movies?
What was there?
What was the
Poison Ivy or Mr. Freeze or...
What was the name of the one that...
Two-Face?
Two-Face? Who was the one that William Dafoe played?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure I know who that is. He was in Spider-Man, wasn't he? I don't think he was in Batman.
Oh, you're right. What is my problem?
Do you even listen to yourself when you talk?
And I'm no comic book guy, so it's scary if I know that and you don't.
Not good.
You know my lack of pop culture knowledge.
I'm going to make Batman apologize severely when he gets back in here.
Ooh, all right.
Severely.
He'll have Robin do it for him on his behalf.
Well, he didn't like Robin, I don't think. We're also, if we have time, we're going to do a special phone thing that we've never done before. We're going to make a call to a hotel, regarding a special guest that we have coming into town. However, I don't know if we're going to have time. And if we don't, that's fine. We've still got plenty of stuff to do over the next couple of weeks, and we can throw that.
Right, and we will get to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We absolutely will. Before I forget, I want to mention real quick, you can follow the show on Twitter at Brad Westmar. You can also check it out at Brad Westmar Show. That's Facebook.com, I should say, / Brad Westmar Show. You can also check out Jackalope Radio at Jackalope Radio on Twitter, and also on Facebook.com/ Jackalope Radio. And email us. By the way, if you'd like to participate in the show, one of the games or something else that we might play here over the next several months, just email us at bradwestmarshow@gmail.com. Let us know you're interested, and we'll kind of work from there. That's probably the best way to do it since we're on Memorex.
Right.
You know, we don't have a live chat room. We don't have, you know, anything like that. So now, Batman, that's correct. We do have a chat room during the show. This is true. So you could always connect us that way. Batman, we need you to put your headphones on, please. And we need you to turn your mic on. We need to talk to you very briefly.
Go ahead.
Is there anything you'd like to say to us and also the Westmar Nation?
Phone rang. It wasn't, but it was to keep our station on the air. See, I'm doing the gravelly Batman voice still.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, but I'm still waiting for another word. It starts with an A. I don't know.
Apology?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, it keeps us on the air.
Okay, that's fine. But you know what? Vibrate, put it in your pants.
You know what? I thought it was on vibrate. That's the weird thing about these. Have you noticed that about these new cell phones? You tell them silent, and they don't go silent.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but I do know that it can happen to anybody. So we'll forgive you this time. We'll forgive you this time, Batman.
Sorry about that, Westmar Nation.
Very well.
Back in the cave.
We got to get things moving here. Jared has asked that we switch things up. Last week after the show, we had a little discussion, and Batman suggested, I believe, that we go ahead, and I thought it was a good idea, too, to close the show with the gripes of the week. And Jared said, hey, you know what? It really got me fired up. It got me going. It got me juiced. Why don't we go ahead and do the gripes at the beginning of the show and see how it goes? So,
and that way you have enough time for yours. So it's not all just me.
This is true. This is true. And I'm trying to decide if I want to go first or not. Let me think about it during the intro.
Westmar and Afkar have issues.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Turkey, tightly wound, taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
Okay, we got us a little music bed here, too.
Ooh,
gotta like that.
Nice.
I am going to defer, and I'm going to let Jared Afkar.
So you won the coin toss, and you're going to let me receive first.
I'm going to take the ball at the second half.
All right. But I know you've kind of wanted me to talk about this for a while, so I'll start.
Okay.
As you know, last week we had our company dodgeball tournament.
Ah, yes, and I wanted to get to this. This is great. Yes.
So,
go ahead. Yes.
This and it's perfect context to bring it up. So every year we have the entire company's involved. This year there were 56 teams. Participation was mandatory unless you were injured or out of the office. And two Fridays are devoted to this. So it goes on and on. This would be my fourth time doing it. Now, in general, I like the company. I like my job. I want to get that out there. But it's not something I would choose to do with my time. And the amount of pain I found myself in after this on Saturday was indescribable. We played a grand total of 5 matches. We advanced to the finals of the day, which was horrifying. I wanted to leave early, and just my luck, we keep going and going and going. But really, and then now I have the honor of playing for third place with my team this Friday.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So it just doesn't end.
Yeah.
And that notwithstanding, it's a larger gripe I have. And for those of you who may be in a corporate environment, I don't know if you've been stuck with doing team building sort of activities that it's designed to sort of improve morale,
synergy.
Try to bring people closer together. Right. And it can be everything from someone getting a wild hair to take everyone, let's go play putt-putt. Let's go bowling.
Yeah.
Let's go run around like idiots at an arcade. Whatever. Right.
Right.
It's always designed by people who really like other people. And, you know, for the rest of us who don't really want to be around people, here's the issue. And what kills me is I spend enough time around coworkers. You really want to reward me and make me happy. Either give me more money or give me time off.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. And it sounds like I'm the biggest jerk on the planet for
dick.
Complaining about it.
You're a big dick for it. That's okay.
You saw me make the face, right?
Yeah, so you're about to
the
say
D face.
Yeah. Oh, we lost our music. I guess I should have looped it. My bad.
Oh, it's all right.
Play it again. Okay.
Let's just say that all this crap is stuff that you know, I would rather spend other time just working or not being at work. Because the irony is that if you have a busy job and you're doing a lot of stuff, all the time you spend screwing around, you're going to have to make up for anyway. So that means even more time away.
True.
And I will say, it's not as bad at this company as others, where you find yourself just so oppressed and someone gets the idea, let's all go out for drinks. And, oh, come on, man. You guys aren't entertaining sober. And I don't know that, you know, that's going to be improved. Or better yet, we don't have raises for you this year, but let's have pina colada night over the summer.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what I want. I want a frozen crap ass drink.
Yeah. I know. My wife has the same attitude about work, and now she's unemployed, but that's not why. But anyway, no, I totally agree with you on that, and she does too, and I do as well. And the thing, if you don't mind me cutting you off here real quick.
No.
The thing I thought was great about the whole dodgeball thing, if people don't know, you've been doing this for a while at this company, and we thought it was really fascinating on the old show. We talked about it off and on, and when you told me here last week about how things were going well and you were really frustrated, I really wanted to say, are you thinking about trying to sandbag? You really want to try to lose.
You know, I was definitely one of the two or three weaker links on the team. We had to play a person down because we didn't have any. You're supposed to field one woman, right?
Right.
And the three women on our team, two were out of town, and one had a debilitating injury. So it was just five of us.
Man.
And we had a couple people. Well, there were three or four people who were just stellar and animals. And I could not lift my arm on Saturday. I mean, I was so worn out after that.
Wow.
And the problem is the balls don't have a lot of mass. They're kind of spongy. Not the old gym balls.
Okay, it's not the old big red rubber
balls. No, that make that pong noise.
Right.
So there you have it. That's...
Man, oh man. I do feel your pain.
Totally. I don't know if they have that in the drug business, but...
No, we don't have any dodgeball. We don't. We tend to have just porn parties and stuff like that.
Is that your team building activity?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. No. All right. I guess I better get to mine here so we can take our first break. I appreciate you sharing that, though, because you're right. I've totally forgotten about the dodgeball thing. So, all right. Now I got to bring it. Mine, of course, sports-oriented this time. I got to go back to the sports. It's probably about the only sports we're going to talk about tonight on the show. So... I'm not even going to get into the fact that you don't know what a pass, and this is about, and excuse me, wait, got a little frog in my, I have absolutely no water in here.
I saw you going down. It's a little dry and warm in here,
too. Ideas, but Batman likes it like 104 in the studio, so yeah, I know, sweating his tights off there. All right, I'm going to talk again about the NFL. And never mind the fact that nobody really knows what defensive pass interference really is. You really can't even play pass defense anymore.
Right.
Never mind the fact that, you know, you can't hit a quarterback in the head, even though you can't necessarily tackle him without leading with your head, even though they say that's leading with the head. Don't get me started about that. But you can't tackle him down low either. So it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not even going to go there. Right. Here's where I'm going to go. I don't understand why it takes so long during a football game to work out a holding penalty or to work out a pass, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, it's holding. You don't need a goddamn conference to discuss that number 64 was holding. It's not that big of a deal.
The thing is, it's not like it's any worse during the playoffs. Like, I understand if it's during the playoffs, you want to get the call right. You don't want to hose a team.
Sure.
Because that's every game really counts then. But they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. And never mind the fact that replay has totally slowed the games down. I mean, and they still sometimes can't get those calls right.
Right.
I mean, Mike Pereira, the former head of officials, actually got one wrong this weekend during the playoffs. That was sad. He was like, you know, 100 for 100 on telling them in the booth what was going to be the call.
Right.
They screwed one up somewhere. I mean, he was totally wrong. I remember which one it was now. I was too, like, not paying attention at the time. But anyway, so I'm starting with this. All these conferences, and I've decided that these conferences are going on about holding calls and offside calls and, you know, false start calls because the referee's average age is 87 years old. You know, some of them aren't exactly in Ed Hockley shape either, if you know what I'm saying.
Not exactly mobile.
No. And I think what the NFL needs to do, you know, if Howdy Doody Goodell would stop worrying about all the stuff that has always been a part of football and start looking at what's really screwing up the game, take a look at the officials, and let's get officials that are under the age of 65, for crying out loud. Major Leagues did that. Yes. Do you remember when the Major Leagues kind of made a shift?
The umpires threatened to go on strike, and then they just ended up canning them and going with that was brilliant.
Did, but, and they got younger. And remember how fat the umpires were in Major League Baseball?
They've definitely improved a bit.
Now, there
are still annoying.
Sure.
Plenty of annoying umps.
Definitely. In fact, unfortunately, because a lot of them are younger now, they want their face time on SportsCenter and everything else.
Yes, they want to be part of the story.
Sure, sure. Right. But I think the NFL needs to take... I mean, I'm serious when I say this. It's annoying as hell, and I'm serious when I say they need to take a look at this because, you know, I'm trying not to be disrespectful to the old people out there, but for crying out loud, some of these refs are too old. They shouldn't... Or just too dumb. Look at Jeff Triplett. For God's sakes, that guy is an absolute box of rocks. He's involved in every controversial play in the NFL. I mean, I swear to God, it's happening all the time with him. But anyway, that's my gripe of the week. Let's take a look at the refs. And
especially when you consider how slow football is pacing-wise these days anyway.
Yeah, it's slow enough as it is.
It's hard to watch. There's, what, 20 minutes between each play?
Oh, you know, the Super Bowl is going to last 5 hours this year with halftime and everything else.
Maybe 10 minutes of action.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, we're not watching one lick of the Black Eyed Peas at halftime this year.
Okay, we can come up with other
things. No way. Unless we can see Fergie, unless there's a chance Fergie might pee her pants on stage.
We can turn to the Puppy Bowl. I know that's always
a
favorite in our household.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the Black Eyed Peas? I mean, come on.
I mean,
they were big 3 or 4 years ago.
It seems like that ship has sailed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does. I mean, at least when you get Prince and the Stones and Tom Petty, which is funny, they get two of your favorite acts in 5 years, or less than five, but 2 years, I think it was.
But are they kind of running out of those big mega acts?
They're probably running them out because nobody wants to do it anymore.
Yeah
probably. It's probably true. We got to go ahead and take a break. Batman, take us away.
More of the best of the Brad Westmar Show coming up.
Tired of paying those high prices for ham on rye? Pay no more, oh hungry shopper. Come on in to Slightly Used Food Shop and buy a secondhand lunch or dinner for dollars less. Look at this nice brisket here. So someone took a couple of bites out of it. Is that any reason to just throw it into the garbage can? At Slightly Used Food Shop, right here in the food court. You eat leftovers at home, don't you? Oh, okay, I took a bite. All right, I'll give you another dollar off because I got a cold. All right, that's the best I can do.
No, you'll never be able to leave at all when you shop back at your mom.
And now, more of the best of the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Poor Jared.
I'm not going to say what I was doing.
No, I won't. Swallow.
If you say mid-swallow, it can lead to bad thing.
Mid-swallow. Batman behind the glass, running the controls. Always great to have him here, because if he wasn't here, well, we wouldn't be here. So, and I've got great things planned tonight. I quite honestly don't even know if we're going to get to all of it. So as this show airs, we have passed some great weather here in Kansas City, which is awesome.
About bloody time.
No kidding.
Yes.
Also, St. Patrick's Day is over, the excuse for the Irish to drink during the week.
And the non-Irish to decide they are Irish and join them.
Very true. The college basketball national tournament has started, which we will talk about ever so briefly here shortly. And let's see here. The collective bargaining agreement has expired, so now there's a lockout, which, again, we'll talk about very briefly here shortly. But first, I'm going to talk about my business that I work.
Hello, it's your drug dealer.
It's me.
I thought I'd call in case you needed anything at all.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
You know, you can always call me just to talk. But I mostly want to sell you drugs.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly. It's business, man.
Drug dealer.
It is what it is, man.
Drug dealer.
Yo.
Now, going a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Let's go into your new business, my friend.
Ah, yeah, shall we? Are we ready for that?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited, and I want to make the announcement. We talk about the dot-coms.
Yes, we do.
We talk about, business, and we talk about the fact that our country needs a change.
It's about time we had a change.
And, I'm too drunk most of the time to be that change, but you, my friend, you are ready to give this nation a change. Jared, I'm excited for you.
Thank every one of you for coming out today. A week ago, not one of you would have imagined that we'd be standing here this afternoon.
That's for sure.
3 months ago, I wouldn't have imagined I was standing out here this afternoon. But as you already know, the purpose of us gathering here today is for me to announce my official candidacy that I am seeking the nomination, the Republican nomination, for President of the United States of America.
Thank God you're a Republican. At this point, really.
I don't know how Washington works. I have no political experience.
Get a list.
I don't care. And I don't think any one of us really care how Washington works, because we know Washington's a mess. I've spent a good part of my adult life yelling at television sets, ripping radio knobs off, and complaining.
Good for you, Jared.
Yep.
This is you, right?
We've got to make some serious changes in this country. And they're going to have to start from the top down.
Yeah.
With leadership.
Yes.
And I don't care what party you're in. I don't care how you voted in any previous or prior election. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Many of you have seen my website.
That's a first.
JaredBlankenship.com. J-A-R-E-D. That's the biblical spelling, folks, so go look it up.
Good boy.
Damn straight.
JaredBlankenship.com. You've seen many of my positions. Most of you here agree with
those
me.
Those positions are we talking about?
69.
But let's be perfectly honest. Outside of this group right here, outside of Hereford, America and rural America, people are going to look at this campaign and say, he doesn't have a chance.
You don't, really.
The solutions will come right here from people who know how to live within a budget. I said I was a realistic man. I know what people are going to say out there. Oh, I appreciate what Jared's doing.
I do.
But
I do
he doesn't really have a chance. He doesn't have any money. And my banker's back here, and he's nodding his head up and down. Yes, he's right.
Oh,
I don't
Clem.
Have any money. One or
you
two
card.
People say, I can throw $100 million at it. Well, I can't. The racehorses in the race are not worried about Jared Blankenship now.
No, not right now.
No.
If you sit there this afternoon and say, I like what Jared's saying.
I do.
I agree with what Jared's saying. I hope it goes well for him.
I do.
This will be our last gathering.
Oops.
They don't know Jared Blankenship yet.
I do.
I'm asking you to let me help me let those people know exactly who I am. Okay. Let them know exactly who we are as a campaign.
You can do it.
That we can reclaim America. That we can provide opportunity for our children and our
America.
Grandchildren. I know many of you are resistant to writing a check.
Yep.
That's a nobody.
Yep.
This thing ends right here without support, without help. You're not starting a new political career right here. You're standing up as a private citizen to have your voice heard on a lot larger scale than right here at the courthouse.
Good job, Jared. Good job.
Well, it's going to be rough.
Now, Jared, I'm on JaredBlankenship.com right now.
Yes.
And after looking at the About Jared part,
Yes.
I there's only one thing I can do, if you'll bear with me for just one more second, if you don't mind.
No, okay? No.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Jared Blankenship. I was born in Abilene, Texas in August 1970. My parents are Morris and Sandra Blankenship, both public school teachers in Fort Worth, Texas. In 1971, the new family moved to the family farm outside of Hereford, Texas. Me and my brother and my two sisters grew up here learning the value of hard work. Now, I attended kindergarten through 12th grade at the small rural school in Adrian, Texas, and I graduated salutarian in 1989.
Yeah, I can't do that forever. My voice goes.
You're gonna cough up a part of your anatomy you'd rather not.
You know, I'm impressed that you're gonna do this? I mean, you've talked
about it. I got a little bit of spare time, right? I mean, you know.
You've got a couple hours in the weekend.
Why not? Right?
Seriously. I mean, you've got enough time to spare. I know we were talking about going to Comic-Con here soon, and you're so tied up in the weekend. But you said, you know, I've got a couple of spare hours. Well, you're going to use those spare hours.
Run for president, right.
Why not?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate everyone's support.
Batman, are you excited? Yeah. Thumbs are up in the air. Can't hurt.
Speaking on behalf of Jared Blankenships Everywhere, we appreciate your support.
Thank you, J-Rod.
Yeah, really appreciate that's it. Something else.
How did my microphone get down so low during that particular segment?
Once again, I said you have to tighten it very tight, but you guys don't have the grip. You got to get the kung fu grip, man.
It was Jared who was tightening it for me during...
I thought it was sufficient. I was afraid of breaking something, but I can go... Is it going to keep going?
Could you fix this for me live on the air, please?
I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're going to fix my microphone, ladies and gentlemen, while I talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, March Madness has begun as this show airs, and, you know, go team, I guess is the best way to put it. Yeah, a little higher, please. Yeah, get it up a little higher. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Now bring it. Oh, whoa, that's a little too high. Okay, there, bring it down. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That might be there. Thank you.
Son of a bee.
Definitely the work of a future president. Thank you very much.
I'm getting things done.
Jared Blankenship from Hereford, Texas. Very good. So, yeah, the college basketball tournament has started, March Madness, so enjoy yourself there. I'm not going to talk much about it. The thing we do on this show when it comes to sports is we don't break down the stats. Right?
No, there are others for that.
Yeah, we don't break down the interviews. We don't do that kind of stuff. We make fun of the funny stuff. Okay?
And Lord knows there's plenty of that.
There's plenty of that. In fact, we'll jump to something else real quick. Next football season, because there is going to be an NFL season, let's be honest here. This is all a bunch of bull crap.
It would be galactically stupid if they didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too much money at stake for there not to be.
In fact, I know Roger Goodell is listening. Let me just say right now, seriously, the players too, the owners, you're going to get it done.
Although it is the only way to guarantee that we won't have a Brett Favre sighting.
Don't even get me started there. I just did the Brett Favre. Don't make me start.
Can someone even tell me what the heck is going on? I don't understand what the strike is about anyway. These guys make more money than should be legally allowed.
And that's the thing. I agree. It's going to get done because you guys are a bunch of pussies. And I'm sick of hearing about the sides of the owners and the players. Neither one of you have a leg to stand on when it comes to the common folk like you, me, and President Jared Blankenship.
Well, soon to be.
Exactly.
Soon to be.
Sorry, future president.
We have a president right now. I don't want to step on any toes.
Obama. Barry.
Yeah. Obama.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree, Batman. I don't know what's going on either, but I know that it's going to get resolved. So when it does get resolved, we're going to do fantasy football Westmar style. And what that's going to consist of is we're not going to do stats because, again, we don't do stats on this show. But we're going to break it down, and we'll talk about this on the air. For example, each of us, we're going to do a draft, and we're going to pick, for example, a player that we think has the potential to be an off-the-field distraction for his team, okay? And if that player is an off-the-field distraction, they'll get you 1 point.
Okay, so we're not going to care about things about who may fumble my ball or...
We can do that. I'm not saying we can't do in-game stuff. We need to do in-game stuff that's not natural, normal, statistical.
Do you want to have? I mean, are you going to draft with embarrassments in mind?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, seriously, this is my opening to you especially. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two parts to this. Well, three parts. There's the mechanical part in the Batcave. There is the mouth of the show, which is me, and there's the brains of the show sitting right across me with.
Oh,
right
I don't hair. Know that the brains want the credit for the brainy part.
Well, I'm sorry, but you are the brains of the show because it ain't me. It ain't me.
Oh man!
And Batman doesn't actually participate enough to be called the brains of the show. So, you know, but you see where I'm going with this. So we're going to kind of construct.
Yeah, okay.
We've got time to construct this. So I'm looking forward.
Whoever picks the Bengals defense is going to win, right?
Something like that.
Is that how it's going to play out?
Something like that. And then the other thing we're going to do, we're going to get other people in here. I think we're going to get my friend Pay Dirt from Three Guys in a Garage to participate in the draft. And There's a few other people that I have in mind, and maybe a couple of listeners if they're interested. So, and I say if they're interested in that, you know, if anybody ever wants to actually correspond with the show by, you know, calling in and leaving a voicemail or sending an
carrier
email.
Carrier pigeon.
Something. Exactly.
Smoke signals.
It'd be fantastic. One more thing, and this is really stupid, but I wanted to mention it because it's been on my Yahoo front page now for days. Kirk Herbstreit has to move his family from Columbus, Ohio to Nashville because apparently some of those people in Columbus aren't happy with his honesty about Ohio State, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, oh, boo-hoo, I'm so sorry that you have to move them. But let's be honest, is it really that bad? I mean, here's what I think happened. Tell me if I'm wrong, Jared. Kirk Herbstreit has an S-load of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And his family is spoiled rotten, I'm sure, because of it. Okay? And I am sure that they've been out in public a couple of times. And some people have made some comments. Which, let's be honest, as I can speak from my own personal experience, it happens to public figures. Okay?
And pubic ones, too.
And pubic figures, too.
Right.
And which you would know about. So
I would, being the brains. Ding,
ding. Yes. Ding. Exactly. So what happened is Kirk Herbstreit, being the babier of the family because he's the one bringing home the money, says, well, let's move. You can move. Let's just move. Let's just get away from it. It won't be bad. We won't live in Columbus anymore because they can afford to move in this kind of economy.
Right.
And they're moving. And now it's some big sports national news story because, let's be honest, sports stories right now are kind of boring. And so we're just trying to find things to talk about. It's a non-story.
It is. I mean, I personally think that it's just an excuse because, let's be honest, Ohio is pretty much a universal crap hole when you when you boil it down,
yeah.
Especially in this economy, and people are running like flies. So I think he was looking for his way out for a long time, and someone might have said, hey, you're kind of a naughty pants the way you're talking about our alma mater. And all right, I'm done. I'm leaving. That's a threat.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I have my excuse.
I think you're right, and I will also you know, agree with you on the crap hole part because I've not been to Columbus, but I've been to Cincinnati and Cleveland, and while Cleveland is great for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's about it. And
you can't live there. You can't live in the Rock.
Don't want to live in Cincinnati. Now, there are some suburbs in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area, that I wouldn't mind living in, but yeah, Ohio, I mean, come on.
Well, let's be honest. Those are just the parts of the plant who haven't died yet.
True.
You know?
Very true. Very true. Now, I don't mean to cut this short, but I've got some great stuff. We used to play on the old show all the time, TV news lip slips, or just mistakes by TV news people. It's a couple minutes long. Let's just go ahead and listen to these TV screw-ups. I know you're going to love them.
I'm ready.
Let's go ahead and close the show with this.
Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Good evening, Michelle. This ship is one of those thousand-foot ships that you often will see out in the harbor.
Well, I'm sure you needed it, Annie. Did you get many spankings as a kid?
As a kid, no.
Wait a minute.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party.
If we're going to interview Eric Wyhan Mayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
I absolutely love those. I think, Jared, I want to say goodnight to you.
Good night, sir.
Batman, goodnight to you. And Presley, my darling, goodnight to you.
See you and Papa Massey.
Good night.
The best of the Brad Westmar Show is a Jackalope Radio production.